Now to a rare debate in the House of Representatives today. Ohio Congressman Dennis Kucinich, one of the most liberal members of Congress, brought up a resolution to pull U.S. troops out of Afghanistan by the end of the year. It was not expected to pass, and it didn't, by a vote of 65 to 356. But lawmakers on all sides of the issue agreed on this one thing. The debate itself was important for Congress to have. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
Democrat Dennis Kucinich said he wrote this bill because he wants Congress to take responsibility for the war in Afghanistan.
To claim responsibility for the troop casualties, which are now close to 1,000. To claim responsibility for the cost, which is approaching $250 billion, and together with the Iraq War, close to $1 trillion.
Kucinich is a liberal from Ohio. He said Congress must also take responsibility for the great cost at home, the money spent on the war that hasn't gone to job creation, housing, and public works projects. And it wasn't just liberals arguing this. For today, anyway, they found an ally in libertarian Republicans, like Texas Congressman Ron Paul.
This war is an illegal war. This war is an immoral war. This war is an unconstitutional war.
Ultimately, though, these liberals and libertarians are outnumbered by members of Congress who support the president and the war. Missouri Democrat Ike Skelton chairs the House Armed Services Committee.
Have we forgotten what happened to America on 9/11? Have we forgotten who did it? Have we forgotten those who protected and gave them a safe haven?
When the Taliban ruled Afghanistan, it provided a haven to al-Qaeda, which orchestrated the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Republicans and Democrats alike also said they want to give President Obama time as his commanders carry out his new strategy in Afghanistan. Now is not the time to give up the fight, said Texas Republican Ted Poe.
War is hard. It is always hard. And we shall not give in. We shall not surrender or retreat. It is in our interest and the interest of America to defeat the enemy and let them have no doubt in their mind we will be victorious.
California Democrat Bob Filner responded directly.
Yes, Mr. Paul, war is hard. I got news for you. Peace is harder. Talk to Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr. Talk to Nelson Mandela. Peace is harder.
The most striking thing about the debate today was that the House was having it at all. This is the first time since Congress voted to authorize the war in 2001 that there's been a clear debate about the policy. In previous debates, the war policy was always connected to its funding. So if lawmakers didn't support the war, they'd have to vote against a bill that included support for the troops. That's a tough position for an elected official whose charge, in part, is to deploy the armed forces responsibly. Not today. Today, for 3 hours, Congress had an open, bipartisan debate about war and peace. You can't get much more elemental than that. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.